Matthew, chapter 17. And after 6 days Jesus took Peter, James, and John his brother, and brought them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his clothing was white as the light. And, behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and were much afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, except Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come, and restore all things. But I say unto you, that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they desired. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke unto them of John the Baptist. And when they came to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is epileptic, and is very ill, for often he falls into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I endure you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove from here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. But this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. And they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceedingly sorry. And when they came to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter, and said, Does not your teacher pay tribute? He said, Yes. And when he came into the house, Jesus preceded him, saying, What think you, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom, or tribute? Of their own children, or of strangers? Peter said unto him, Of strangers. Jesus said unto him, Then are the children free. However, lest we should offend them, go to the sea, and cast a hook, and take up the fish that first comes up, and when you have opened its mouth, you shall find a piece of money, that take and give unto them for me and you.